KDNK wants to know who organized this thing.
It's just a spontaneous demonstration. It's a peaceful demonstration.
And what is your name?
John.
And where do you live?
Somerset.
And what are you doing here at the hitchhiking station?
We're trying to encourage people to vote for the Democrats in November, because we feel like it's our best opportunity to upright the ship. And I can only speak for myself, but I think we're kind of in uncharted waters with our democracy right now. Because what President Trump and what the Senate have just voted upon seems to be contrary to the truth. And the truth is really important. And so we realize that that this is our democracy and this is how we have to exercise it. And we believe in our right to mass assemble, although there's only four of us here. But we figured we'd come out and try to let people know that it's okay to talk about this, and it's okay to talk about it peacefully, and it's okay to try to figure out how we can get our country back under the Democratic Party. That's going to give us the best chance for a better future for our country than where we're headed right now.
Libby, my sign says, "Want high-speed trains, windmills? Not with these crooks, vote blue." And I actually researched it, and if you do on high-speed rail, you better vote for the Democrats, because you don't stand a chance with Donald Trump. He actually withheld money from California when they tried to build a high-speed rail. And he's just trying to stop progress.
So why are you standing here on this freezing cold day?
Because it makes me feel good to just say something rather than just hold it all in and let everybody just become aware that, you know, maybe there's a chance, maybe there's still hope. Just get out and vote.
Kate.
What does your sign say?
It says, "Every tweet you make, every tan you fake, every law you break, we'll be watching you."
Sort of a send-up of the police song.
Yes.
What are you doing out here, Kate?
Well, I come from the 60s and 70s and the Vietnam War and the protests and how it made such a difference in that war and the end of that war. And I really believe in democracy and having my voice heard. And I would really like to encourage people to get out there and protest and make their voice heard. And I hope today in the bigger cities there's a huge turnout because our democracy is at stake right now.
Dump Trump, bring back kindness.
While I breathe, I hope.